Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Brenda hit up Mo to write a rap about this horrible first date she went on. And he crushed it, knocked it out of the park. And then as we were talking to Brenda Moore about this horrific first date, we come to learn that he handed her not just one sheet of paper, but multiple sheets of paper, 78 things he's looking for in a partner. 78. So we were like, Brenda, girl, we got to see this list. Like, you have to hook us up with this list. And God bless Brenda. She did. She took photos of it. She sent us this list, right? So I'm going to start going through some of the 78 that are on this list. And we're going to go through and say if we agree or disagree with what this man is looking for in a life partner. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we have said before that it's good to be forthcoming. Who was it that was Abby? We were talking about this, and we actually kind of agreed that Shania Twain was saying, put it all out there.
Oh, yes. You want as many people to run as possible. Mm-hmm. However, I think handing your date a list of 78 reasons of why you might not be the right person for them might be a little much, because instead of running away, you might actually move to another country to get away from this person.
Right. But Shania was like, she was talking to Drew Barrymore is who it was. And they were saying like, no, you be forthcoming, be open on that first date. Or be forthcoming on your dating apps, because you want to weed out all the people you don't want to go out with anyway. And then you have a smaller pool, but it's quality over quantity, right? So this dude hands Brenda 78 things he's looking for in a partner. So here we go. Number one, has a deep spiritual relationship, is not self-righteous.
I'm assuming with God.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fair.
Then the next three, smart and well-educated, intelligent, intellectual. I feel like those are all the same.
All the same.
That's what I thought.
Okay. This list didn't have to be 78 if that's three for him.
So I think, yeah, intelligence, a level of intelligence would be appreciated in a partner.
Yeah.
So far, so good. The next two go hand in hand, empathetic. And then number six, kind and compassionate.
Okay. That could have been two. We could have been at 79.
No.
Absolutely.
Next.
Wait, that says empathic. Are we sure he didn't? That's not another way
empathic.
To say.
Empathic.
Oh,
yes,
okay,
empathic.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number seven, loves her man. Corinthians 13.
He missed the first. 1 Corinthians 13. This man is not a real Christian. This is blasphemy.
And then we go on to respects her man, honors her man.
Wow.
Psalms 31.
That's the wrong one. It's Proverbs 31.
Is it?
Yes. I think he's referring to Proverbs 31, which talks about the type of godly woman that, yeah.
Look at you dropping the Bible knowledge.
This man, I don't know what he's on. But
and all of these are different numbers. So even the Psalms 31 is its own number.
Yes.
Okay.
Even though it's supposed to, I'm assuming, encompass respects her man, honors her man. Unless Psalms 31 is something completely different that he wants to interject.
I think Psalms 31 is completely different.
All right. Next we have parenting stuff and adulting stuff.
Huh?
Don't even know what that means.
All right.
I love how we put all the adulting stuff, like she's supposed to be an adult, but put stuff after it.
Mm-hmm. Accepts herself, but seeks to improve each day personally.
Fair.
That's fair. She knows her body and how to self-pleasure.
All right. Okay, King.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
POV about self-pleasure.
Point of view?
I don't get that one. Do you get it?
Maybe she has a similar POV?
Maybe. Sees and accepts me for me.
Okay.
I can appreciate that.
All right.
loves me for me, regardless of circumstances. So doubling down.
That's his way of telling you, I ain't going to be, I'm not going to be much. Except me anyway.
You got to change, but I don't.
If one thing I have noticed about this dude is he's very redundant. Can improvise, adapt, and overcome. All right. Understanding and accepting of fault and baggage. Oh, wait, that goes with the other two. Sees and accepts me, loves me for me, understanding and accepting of fault and baggage. Uh-huh. I feel like that all is like encompassing in one.
We could have cut this list in half.
Great conversationalist. All right. Great communicator. Okay.
Hand in hand again.
Mm-hmm. Wants to understand before wanting to be understood.
Oh, okay.
That's deep. I think that's a way of saying has a healthy conflict style, which I don't disagree with.
Okay. Beautiful long hair. Beautiful eyes, pretty hands, smooth skin, voluptuous figure, and sensitive nipples.
I love that this is on the same list with the Bible verses.
You should have spaced those out a little more.
privately erotic with intimate partner.
Oh.
Flirtatious with her loved one.
Okay.
Warm and accommodating. Fun and playful, but serious too. Sensual and seductive with her man. Great emotional intimacy, emotionally stable and self-aware, cozy home, supportive, mutual, helpful home life. Oh, man. Now we're on to the second page.
Of course.
We start with man is a man and the woman is a woman.
Oh.
Head of household POV. We influence each other for the better. Great physical intimacy, T&T.
TNT. Abby, what's that?
TNT. I'm dynamite.
No, that's TNT. This is TNT. We just busted out some AC/DC. Synergistic and complementary team. Combined strengths. Unity.
Mm.
Fives in the house.
No tens.
Fives in the house?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
They walk around giving each other high fives in the crib? Good job, babe.
Oh, my gosh. Equal reasoning. Win-win using IAM approach. No clue what that is. Let's see. Private flirtation, discreet touching and teasing, lots of kissing, wet and dry ones.
Oh, both of them. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Massage, give and receive, words of affirmation, talks through disagreement to find resolution. Like, some of these are legit. It's just weird seeing them all in a list.
Right.
Reasonable wedding fitting to both of our means and desires to share with others. Travel and vacation expectations, where to live, home theme desires, daily routine profile, weekend routines, go to bedtime, wake up time. What are we doing now?
I don't know.
Like, what is happening right now?
Oh, similar go to bed times and similar wake up times.
Okay. All right. Frequency of intimacy and lovemaking, libido transparency, spontaneous affection, fetishes and turn-ons, turn-offs. Personal hygiene habits, off limits stuff.
What does that mean?
Man loves his stuff.
He right? Privacy expectations, DIY projects, household finances, personal finances, health and wellness POV and expectations, medical issues, meal routine, entertainment POV, caregiving of others, family expectations. Follow the marriage and family picture frame.
There are two here. 75 and 77 are.
Yes.
Blocked out.
That's because it included his child's name and his child's mom's name.
Ah, gotcha.
Interesting.
So I'm assuming that has to do with being like, you know.
A good co-parent.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So that are the 78.
Yeah, I'm not for him. That's what I got from that list. I'm not his guy.
You know, I think he could have made it longer. Why not repeat more things?
Right?
Why stop at 78?
Tell us how horny you are again in 79 through 92.
Get it. The Burt Show.